Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. By RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. And the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you inside the Yannatelli Center. We are on campus at St. Peter's University in Jersey City for tonight's Monmouth basketball broadcast between the Hawks and their Hourglass in-state rival, the Peacocks. Here on the Shore Sports Network, you can listen to tonight's broadcast right here on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and the free Radio Pup app. As alongside former Monmouth Hawk Steve Pizzazz and soon-to-be Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti. We are live coming to you from the Yannatelli Center tonight. Our good friend Harrison Strevens is pushing the buttons back in the studios of 1160. WOBM is Steve. We come into tonight's contest. Monmouth 15-12 overall, 11-5 in the league, all alone in third place. St. Peter's 13-14, 7-9 in the MAC. Monmouth has won 3 straight games. They are catching fire as we roll towards the MAC tournament, but they enter a game tonight against a Peacocks team that they haven't defeated since 2008. But come in with confidence this evening.
Well, what I like, Eddie, is that Monmouth is winning games in different ways. They survive a 4-point game at home against Canisius, where they shoot only 31%, but they protect their home floor and get out of there with a victory. Then they go on the road at Siena and completely dominate the second half and pull away and win that game by 19 points. And Colin Stewart, we talked about, was phenomenal in that game. And then again, at home, struggled a little bit throughout the game, really for the first half. And then Justin Robinson caught fire. And again, it was nice to see them protect their home court and walk out of West Long Branch with a victory.
Steve, Monmouth is 15-12 on the year, 11-5 in the MAC. That is Monmouth's most wins overall in a season, and this season still has 4 games left in a MAC tournament game at least, since the 05-06 season when the team went 19-15. Their 11 league wins tonight, already their most since 14, or rather since 12 back in 05-06. They won 14 back in 04-05. You were a member of that 05-06 team. I don't think people realize just how improved this Monmouth team is. We're talking about the program's best season in almost 10 years with 4 regular season games remaining.
It's amazing that season was almost 10 years ago, first of all.
I know, it scared both of us.
You're making me feel old.
I know, it's to both of us, my friend.
Well, what I also think is that the past couple years, Monmouth has hit a stretch in the season where they just haven't played well, and they've hit the skids. And they had 2 games this year, the Manhattan home game and then the Quinnipiac road game, where you started to worry about, oh my God, is Monmouth going to hit the skids again? But then they've come back and they've won 3 in a row. So I think it's safe to say that they've weathered that storm, they've responded to it, and you know what? They're a pretty darn good basketball team. So now let's finish off the season strong. It's 1 game at a time, obviously. It starts tonight against St. Peter's. That's a very tough matchup and a team that's had a lot of success against Monmouth recently. But they've had a very good season. They're a very good basketball team. And if it's not Iona, it can be anybody else in the MAC, and why not Monmouth Hawks?
This is our pregame show tonight, presented by First Atlantic Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcu.com for more information. Steve, to that point, Monmouth's best season already since 05-06. I think something that else needs to be said is just how difficult the end of this season could potentially be for the Hawks. They are in a place they haven't won in a long time in the Yannatelli Center in Jersey City. They then go to Iona on Sunday, the Heinz Center, one of the most unfriendly places in the MAC, before 2 very difficult home games against rival Ryder, and potentially in their season finale, a desperate Siena team could come into West Long Branch on the cusp of a top 5 seed. So as good as the season has been up to this point, and Monmouth does get Andrew Nicholas back this evening from a concussion, I think what people also need to realize is just how tough this end of season stretch could be beginning tonight.
And their big games Obviously, this game, they're all big, and they're all big at this time of year. The Iona game is huge, and then what's maybe the biggest game of the year is the Rider game next Thursday night at home, where that game could be potentially for the number two seed in the conference. But as of right now, though, where Mammoth sits in the standings, they might be better off as the three seed. They would be playing the winner of Canisius and Niagara, and I think Mammoth matches up better with those teams than they do with the 7-10 or even, you know, Quinnipiac if they fall in the standings as well. But right now, where Mammoth sits, it's probably where they want to finish with the way the rest of the league is playing as well.
Steve, right now we're going to take a photo op with a Mac cookie that Associate Commissioner Ken Taylor gave us. You got to mention it in the air because I was going to stop talking. Ken, thanks for the cookie. We appreciate it. And we'll probably have to do that picture again, judging by the look on Ken's face. Just hang tight. As Steve, we take a look at tonight's game, and I know we've referenced it already briefly, but Mammoth has always traditionally struggled, not even in here at the Anatelli Center, but against St. Peter's. The Peacocks lead the all-time in-state rivalry 22-8, including sweeping Mammoth in every game the Hawks have been a MAC member dating back to last season. Mammoth's last win in this matchup, an 18-point win back in 2008. We talked about the Hawks exercising some demons this year against Rider. They still have that Quinnipiac cloud hanging over them. Tonight against St. Peter's, another team they haven't defeated in a while, that if they can get this win, that confidence just continues to build.
And they're a bit of a matchup problem because of the way they like to play. They're very physical. They want to grind you out. Mammoth and St. Peter's are at the top of the league in defense, both in scoring points and also field goal percentage defense. Thinking back to the game in West Long Branch, Mammoth shot 28%. Lost the game by one. But also in that game, Marvin Dominique was 1 of 10 from the floor. Right now in his last three games, he's been absolutely on fire. He won Player of the Week in the league. I don't think he's going to go 1 for 10 in his home gym, so Mammoth has to be prepared for a big performance from Marvin Dominique.
And as much as Mammoth comes in really needing this game, all alone in third place in the conference standings, St. Peter's comes in, Steve, towards the middle of those conference standings, as they come in a tie for seventh place with Siena at 7-9. John Dunn does a phenomenal job. I don't think nearly gets the credit he deserves for being an upper-level MAC coach. We'll get into that more on our broadcast. We'll take our one timeout during our first Atlantic Credit Union pregame show. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups, and we'll have the tip for you between Mammoth and St. Peter's. This game is also being broadcast on ESPN3, and we're happy to have the call on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and the free Radio Pop app, as we're back in 2 minutes on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
We welcome you back to the Yanatelli Center on campus in Jersey City at St. Peter's University. Tonight's broadcast between the Mammoth Hawks and the Peacocks. As we get ready for tonight's game, Steve, before we take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, you referenced it during the end of our pregame. St. Peter's has two phenomenal players, one a guard in Desi Washington, one of the most clutch players in the league. The other, the senior big man transfer from Fordham, Marvin Dominique, averaging 15 points, 8 rebounds a game. And you referenced it. He struggled mightily when these two teams played earlier this year, but he has been on an absolute tear of late.
And he won Player of the Week in the MAC Conference last week. Siena went 2-1. They beat St. Peter's beat Siena. Then they beat Niagara and then fell to Canisius. But in those games, Marvin Dominique was on a tear, 8 of 13, 10 of 11 from the foul line for 26 points against Siena, 9 of 9, 9 of 10 from the foul line for 27 and 7 against Niagara. And then he had 15 points in their loss to Canisius. But what I also liked about his stat line was two things. He got to the foul line, and he also didn't score shooting a three. He only shot one three in those games. So So he was mixing it up down low. He was getting to the foul line, and he's a very versatile guy that can shoot the three, but he did it by attacking the rim and also getting to the foul line. I think that's very impressive.
Just about ready for tip between Monmouth and St. Peter's as we're happy to have you here on our Shore Sports Network broadcast on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and the free Radio Puff app, as tonight you get complete team coverage. As I'm joined by my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz and Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti. And Matt, welcome to the lovely Yannatelli Center.
Hi, guys. I thought I was traded earlier today, but the deal was rescinded because I failed the physical, so I decided to make it just before tip-off.
Matt, one of the deals that did not go through today was NBA trade deadline. The latest I saw, he was traded for Andre Miller and an open case of basketballs. It went through.
Six first round picks, but it was denied by the commissioner's office.
It was definitely, Adam Silver will have none of that. We are happy to keep you. Long-term contract coming your way, partner.
Looking forward to this one. You know, these guys played such a good game back in West Long Branch that St. Peter's is able to steal the win, and I listened to you guys coming in, so I know you've been talking about it. I think this is a tough game for Monmouth, but boy, if you want to make sure you can lock in a three seed at minimum, you've got to make sure that this is one that you can get, especially with the next two upcoming.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Barnabas Health. BarnabasHealth.org, a proud supporter of Monmouth Athletics. Hawks open up Justin Robinson, Max DeLeo, Deion Jones, Breece Kofani, and Zach Tillman. Give you the St. Peter starting five. After this, our opening tip is presented by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day, and game day begins with St. Peter's controlling our opening tip. Point guard Travis Weish will run the show. Desi Washington, Marvin Dominique, Quadir Welton, and Tyler Gaskins, the starting five for John Dunn. Peacock's control moving right to left as we begin things. Entry pass is kicked out of bounds by Max DeLeo. St. Peter's to keep it. 20 on the shot clock. Late arriving crowd for this game on ESPN3, as well as right here on the Shore Sports Network. St. Peter's inbounds. Marvin Dominique on the right wing. Hands off Travis Weich. Swing it around the perimeter. Gaskins has it on the left wing. 10 on the shot clock. He throws to Washington. Return pass Gaskins, top of the key. Around to Welton screen. Throws back to Washington. Tees up a deep triple. That one's off the front of the iron. Tipped out. Offensive rebound comes to Tyler Gaskins. He'll pull up just inside the arc. Missed that one off the left side of the rim. The ball will go out of bounds. Over to Mom.
And you kind of get a look, I think, early on at what St. Peter's. You know, they're two guys. Washington, who's got a green light from anywhere, and Dominique, who can be such a pest down inside, able to at least give St. Peter's another crack at the basket.
Desi Washington, as Steve and I found out before the game, the first cousin of former Monmouth cornerback Tevron Brandon, who's in attendance here this evening at the Yannatelli Center. We're going to talk to Tevron at halftime, currently with the Denver Broncos. Monmouth controlling, 15 on the shot clock. Just over 1 minute gone by here in this first half. Deion Jones controls on the left wing. Bouncing it left block for Breece Kofani. Couple of stops in the lane. Righty jump hook is off the mark. Dominique pulls down the rebound.
I like the look to start for the Monmouth Hawks. I love them going inside, outside. Kofani does have a little bit of a size advantage on Dominique.
No score in this first half. 90 seconds gone by. St. Peter's controlling. Gaskins on the left wing. Throws it on the right block. They go down low. Marvin Dominique kicks it back out. They swing it all the way around the perimeter. Washington left wing dumps it down low. Welton drives on Tillman. His little jump hook is missed. Rebound comes down to Max DeLeo.
Kind of perfect for St. Peter's basketball. About 2 minutes and nobody scored quite yet.
Yeah, the pace definitely favoring the home team Peacocks, who lead the MAC in scoring defense, allowing just over 60 a game. Monmouth has Max DeLeo backdoor. He'll miss that layup. Breece Kofani has the offensive rebound. He loses it to Max DeLeo. He's tied up, and it'll stay Monmouth ball with 17:59 remaining in the first half.
Nice basketball right there by the Monmouth Hawks. DeLeo, nice backdoor cut. Robinson finds him, misses the layup, but what I did like was Kofani was active on the glass, kept it alive, just couldn't come up with the ball.
No score, just over 2 minutes gone by as Monmouth inbounds. Kofani has it top of the key, throws to DeLeo around a screen on the right-hand side. Now throws in the right corner to Deion Jones. Jones, nice move around. Gaskins absorbs contact and lays it in.
That's great body control by Deion. Good explosive first step, and he was a bit more controlled than he normally is going to the basket. Didn't have to force anything that time.
2.5 minutes gone by here in the first half. 2-0 Monmouth in front. Welton dribble handoff to Travis White. Sophomore guard throws left wing. That's where Gaskins resides. He catches it, makes a couple of dribbles towards the middle of the lane. Drive and kick. Weiss wide open three in the corner. Way short. Rebound comes down to Deion Jones. Jones then loses the ball at midcourt right to Desi Washington. Washington pull up two. Is off the mark. Zach Tillman, strong rebound.
And it's important for Tillman to get those defensive rebounds and keep some of the active guys for St. Peter's off the glass.
3 minutes gone by. Monmouth on top, 2-0. Hawks have it. Brees Kofani, ball on the left block. Couple of dribbles into Dominique. Gives him the shoulder. Little righty jump hooks off the back iron. Dominique pulls it down. St. Peter's brings it back. Marvin Dominique catches it in secondary transition and knocks down a long two-pointer to tie this game with 16:40 to go in the first half.
That's a guy we talked about, Marvin Dominique, and I liked how he's been attacking the rim and getting to the foul line, that time showing off his versatility, knocking down the outside jumper.
You know, and if you think about it, if he's going to have an opportunity to maybe play even overseas, he's going to have to develop that outside shot.
Monmouth moving in around the perimeter, 15 on the shot clock. Robinson has it in the left wing, throws to Deion Jones, top of the key. Jones around to Zach Tillman, screen, picks up his dribble, throws right wing Max DeLeo. 5 on the shot clock. DeLeo dumps it down low to Kofani. Robinson on the right wing. Pull up for three. Off the side iron. Kofani tracks down the loose ball. Did he throw it off of Desi Washington? And they're going to say he did. Brees Kofani's hustle keeps it Monmouth basketball. 16:05 left.
That is superior hustle right there by Kofani. Talked about him all year long. He's been through the rigors of the Big East. This is where you hope that his leadership continues to emerge. Down the stretch run, making plays like that can really be inspiring to the rest of his team.
Score tied at 2. Early going in this first half. Monmouth controlling, moving left to right. Justin Robinson will run the show. Elias Desport is checked into the game for St. Peter's, along with Jamel Fields, a senior from Albany, New York. Monmouth controlling. Kofani, long skip past DeLeo. His three is good. Monmouth in front, 5-2.
A nice look right there. DeLeo on the three-point line, spotting up. St. Peter's loves to pack in the defense. They had it really packed in there. Desi Washington was in the lane helping. Great skip to DeLeo for an open look.
5-2, Monmouth in front. Washington dribble handoff for Gaskins. It goes off his leg into the backcourt. And Monmouth will get the basketball when we return. Guys, Hawks in front, 5-2. 4.5 gone by, Steve. Early impressions in this contest.
Well, I think it's the kind of game we're going to see really the entire game. Two teams that grind it out. St. Peter's is in no rush, and they're going to just work you, work their offense on the offensive end. And Monmouth, they really just have to get good shots, take their time executing.
This break presented by ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch. Visit ServProEatontownLongBranch.com for more information. Monmouth in front, 5-2, 15:31 to go in the first half. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Welcome you back to the Yanatelli Center. Monmouth in front of St. Peter's, 5-2. Fans, visit the Jersey Mike's Subs on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square. Order online at jerseymikes.com. Hawks in front, 3-2. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Gentlemen, Hawks in front early by 3. And as Steve said, Matt, going into break, kind of what we expected. Half-court, grinded-out game, and that's just the way St. Peter's wants it.
Well, and I think Monmouth is okay playing that style, but when they can, they're going to want to try and get out and run, push a little bit more, depending on what lineup combination. And, Steve, you know, the way that Monmouth starts a game, they're pretty content if Kofani and Tillman or Brady and Kofani are on the floor. They can play a slowdown game. It's when Kofani's at the five that they really try and speed things up.
Yeah, and also with the way Colin Stewart has played in the last couple games, and then Andrew Nicholas is back tonight, the Hawks also do bring in some firepower off the bench.
Monmouth controlling, moving to our right. Hawks still with their starting five in the game through a media timeout. Kofani into the lane, tried to throw it to DeLeo cross-court. It was intercepted by Desi Washington. Washington brings St. Peter's into the front court. 5 minutes gone by, first half. Gaskins handoff to Jamel Fields, being watched by Robinson. Throw top of the key, Desport dribble handoff, Fields, 18 on the shot clock. Washington has it top of the key, drives around DeLeo, Nice pass down low to Desport. His layup is short, and Max DeLeo pulls down the rebound.
That was great defense there by DeLeo. As the pass was dropped off, DeLeo went to the big guy to help on him. Nice awareness by DeLeo.
Justin Robinson missed an open court layup. Ball was then missed out of bounds, or rather mishandled out of bounds by Kofani. Missed opportunity for Monmouth. St. Peter's will get it back.
Yeah, Robinson missed the layup, and then to make it even worse, Kofani missed what was a pretty easy tip-in. Those are ones he can elevate over the top of some of the guys inside for St. Peter's. Got to be able to knock those ones in.
14:25 to go, first half. Shot from Gaskins is off the mark by St. Peter's. Max DeLeo saves it from going out of bounds. So as well as St. Peter's is playing defensively, guys, Monmouth has held the Peacocks to just 2 points through the first 6 minutes.
Now credit the bigs for standing their ground underneath, being straight up, not fouling, playing defense. I like that.
Justin Robinson, top of the key, around a Zach Tillman screen. Throws it right wing to Max DeLeo with 15 on the clock. DeLeo pounds it down low to Tillman. Zach Tillman, right at Elias Desport, spins baseline side. Dominique blocks it out of bounds with 9 on the shot clock.
Now, Dominique was waiting for that move. That was well scouted because he knew that Tillman was probably going to go to the baseline on that side. Sized it up perfectly and put it down pretty hard with the block.
And Steve, if Zach Tillman would have done what he's comfortable doing, spinning left, he had an open layup.
Yeah, Tillman is very good going to his left hand. But credit Marvin Dominique, too, doing what he should be doing on the weak side there, and that's timing up that play and then jumping up for the block shot.
Monmouth inbounds to Deion Jones. Jones spins in the lane, too strong off the back of the iron, but offensive rebound to Brees Kofani. Kicks it out to Austin Tillman. Tillman over to Deion Jones. Jones long two is good. Monmouth in front 7-2.
Well, I've seen one inside from Jones and now one outside. He's got the full arsenal on display for Monmouth.
Hawks 3 of their first 8 from the floor, and they lead 7-2. St. Peter's has it with Elias Desport, top of the key. Hand off to Washington. Austin Tillman now draws the Desi Washington assignment. He picks up his dribble left wing. Throws it top of the key. Deion Jones had an open steal, but a little late in reacting. It goes to Jamel Fields. He crosses over on Jones, top of the key, and then is fouled by Zach Tillman with 13:16 to go in the first half.
And that ball was deflected, and right there for Deion Jones to get in the passing lane, pick it up, and go the other way, but just a little late reacting.
Good to see Andrew Nicholas checking in here for the first time. It's been several games since he's been able to play with the concussion issues, and happy to get him back into the lineup. Be an important piece, obviously, for this team for the remaining regular season games and anything that they'll do in the tournament.
13:16 to go, first half. St. Peter's inbounds. The Monmouth 5 is now Austin Tillman, Andrew Nicholas, Deion Jones, Chris Brady, and Colin Stewart. St. Peter's controls with Jamel Fields. He's joined by Washington, Dominique Welton. Washington throws right wing. That's where Chaz Patterson is. Couple of dribbles, picks it up. 16 on the shot clock, bounces it to Washington to the top of the key. St. Peter's so patient in the half court offensively. Washington, left corner, throws top of the key. Fields being guarded by Stewart. Gets Stewart in the air, no whistle, lost the ball. 2 on the shot clock. Patterson can't throw it away. And almost a shot clock violation. Instead, it's Monmouth basketball. Austin Tillman brings it into the front court. Andrew Nicholas throws baseline. Deion Jones, 2 is good, and it's 9-2 Monmouth. John Dunn will take a 30-second timeout with 12:31 to go in the first.
Steve, is it fair to say that Monmouth maybe got the benefit of a lack of a whistle? Not once, but I would almost say twice down on that last possession for St. Peter's. John Dunn, irate, he still is. I got to say, he had a pretty good argument that last time.
I would agree. That's quite the sequence there for the Monmouth Hawks, and John Dunn right now is fired up, and he called timeout, I think, to basically argue his points. You can make the case that there was 2 fouls on that play on Monmouth. Colin Stewart left his feet. There was some contact, and then there was some contact a little bit. It might have been Deion Jones at the end of that play, and then Austin Tillman might have double dribbled as well. So a lot going on there. I can understand John Dunn's frustration.
Is that the trifecta, by the way?
It might be, yes.
Regardless, Monmouth in front 9-2 with 12:31 to go in our first half. The members of the New Jersey Education Association work to make public schools great for every child. Hawks in front of the Peacocks by 7 in this hourglass game. I'll explain what that exactly means at our next media timeout. 12:31 to go in our first half. Gentlemen, the Peacocks struggling. They give up 60 a game. They only score 61 a game, and they have 2 through the first 7.5 minutes.
Well, I think with 2 defensive teams who are at the top of the league, you're going to see that where some team might struggle to score. Right now it is St. Peter's who's struggling mightily.
They turn it over. It leads to a Deion Jones open layup. Deion with a strong start to this game. He puts Monmouth in front 11-2. Fields throws top of the key to Washington. Desi Washington throw back to Jamel Fields. Monmouth staying in that man-to-man defense. Hands off Chaz Patterson, guarded by Stewart, 18 on the shot clock. Chaz Patterson loses it off his leg. Chris Brady has it. Bounce pass ahead to Colin Stewart. Behind the back, lays it in. What a move by Colin Stewart. Another timeout for John Dunn. Monmouth off and running, Matt, leading 13-2.
That's a great move by Colin Stewart. Good job by Brady starting the break. Didn't try to do too much. Took one bounce and then got it ahead to a smaller, quicker guy. And that's what we said. Monmouth is... they can play that half-court game, but, boy, if they can get out and run, I think they'll be able to have a field day at St. Peter's a little bit.
Bad spacing there by St. Peter's on offense. You had Welton flash to the high post, and Patterson threw it to him, but Colin Stewart did a good job of getting his hand in the passing lane. There was a little bit of a deflection. Brady picked the ball up and then threw it up to Stewart, and Stewart just showing off how talented he is.
Well, he really has taken these last couple of games as a showcase for what he can do, Steve, and that wasn't an easy fast break. The spacing wasn't great. He made a tough catch, a tougher move in transition, and was able to finish.
Also, let's talk about Monmouth's bench right now. Austin Tillman is coming off 7 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds the other night against Marist. Colin Stewart's starting to really play with some confidence. Andrew Nicholas is back from a concussion. Chris Brady also playing his role off the bench. So right now, Monmouth's bench is playing very, very well.
If there's a time to get everybody back and cooking, now's about it. I mean, obviously, stretch run with 3 games after this one, and then hopefully a top seed in the MAC tournament.
11:30 to go in our first half. St. Peter's moving it around the perimeter. Monmouth in front of the Peacocks, 13-2. Gaskins throws down low Welton and a foul. It'll get us to the under 12 media. 11:24 to go in our first half. Steve, Monmouth off to an 11-point lead. And they're doing something they've done the last couple of games, turning defense to offense.
Yeah, right now, you can't say anything more about the Monmouth defense holding to St. Peter's to just 2 points, 9 minutes gone by.
Hawks in front by 11, and we go to timeout here presented by ShopMonmouthHawks.com. Order your official fully custom Monmouth gear at one place, ShopMonmouthHawks.com. MU in front by 11, 11:24 to go in our first half. We're back after a 60-second pause here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is proud to support Monmouth University Athletics. Visit BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. Make sure you like them on Facebook. Give them a follow on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar.
Great start here for Monmouth. They lead 13-2 in Jersey City over St. Peter's. One of 4 games on the MAC schedule tonight. Busy night with 8 of the teams participating. Canisius leads Siena by a score of 16-10. That with about 6 minutes gone by in the first half. Also first half action, Niagara and Fairfield were at 9 apiece. Niagara just scoring to make it 12-9, and certainly a big one for our interest in terms of the top 5 seeding. Quinnipiac leads Ryder in Lawrenceville 13-12, 12 minutes ago in the first half.
We'll take a look at our MAC standings as we continue on our first half broadcast. Matt Harmon, Steve Pizzazz, Eddie Alcapinti here with you from the Yanatelli Center on campus at St. Peter's. This is part of the Hourglass rivalry, and to explain what that is, Monmouth, Ryder, and St. Peter's, the 3 Garden State MAC schools, entered into the Hourglass rivalry a year ago, the year Monmouth entered the conference. It's named for really the driving distance between all 3 schools. They all reside about an hour away from each other. And if you notice the way it's written in both website form, press releases, social media, what's bolded is the OUR, which stands for Our Rivalry, between the Hawks, the Bronx, and the Peacocks. Guys, these teams have all been playing for a long, long time. And what's weird, Monmouth and Ryder are always the traditional rivals. This rivalry, not so much as close as the other two. St. Peter's leads the all-time series 22-8. Obviously, Monmouth now starting to apparently catch up as the talent in West Long Branch gets better and better.
I'll take it, Matt.
Okay.
I think
we pointed at each other for those of you listening back at home.
Like you each assisted on each other.
Yeah, well, I think Monmouth to take that, Eddie, and go with the future of the Monmouth Hawks program, I think they're absolutely loaded next year with some of the guys they have coming in. As long as it all works out and goes according to plan, and the talent level in West Long Branch is getting better and better and better.
And there's always something special when you think about it. You know, the idea of being so close proximity-wise, you go back to the old NEC days when it was really just FDU. That was the closest team for Monmouth. Now that they've got both Ryder and St. Peter's, you've got three teams in the same league. It does make it a lot of fun for those games that they'll all play against each other.
Quadir Welton went one of two from the foul line. It's 13-3 Monmouth. As the Hawks control to our right, Austin Tillman throws down low. Chris Brady on the right block. Little lefty jump hook is way off the mark. Dominique pulls the rebound down. Travis White brings everyone back for St. Peter's. Sophomore guard from Neptune throws to Washington left wing. Down low, Marvin Dominique double team. Finds Welton. Tough catch, and he's fouled with 10:48 to go in the first half.
Well, the Hawks send a double team there as the ball enters the post. Brady doubled. Colin Stewart has to drop and get inside that guy on the opposite block. He didn't do that. He was next to him, but he didn't get inside of him. And Welton was able to make that catch and draw the foul.
So Welton back to the foul line. And Steve St. Peter's trying to get into the Monmouth defense, which really this season has been improved and done a much, much better job with limiting inside opportunities with the new way they play defense.
Yeah, they've kind of adopted that pack line defense that now Virginia has made very popular with the way that they play D. Credit Coach Rice and his coaching staff for seeing the personnel that they had. They haven't been a great defensive team the first few years that they've been here in West Long Branch. That's Coach Rice and his staff. And they changed and they adapted. And it's a big reason why Monmouth's at the top of the league right now. I also think Brees Kofani guarding the rim has a lot to do with that as well.
Welton again went one of two from the line. It's a 9-point Monmouth lead. 10.5 to go, first half. Justin Robinson, top of the key. Drives on Marvin Dominique. Good defense by Dominique. Robinson to the turnaround is off the mark. Big rebound by Marvin Dominique.
That's a tough matchup for Robinson to take jump shots over the top of Dominique, who's a good solid 10 inches taller.
St. Peter's with Tyler Gaskins controlling, swinging it into the left corner. Dominique from 16 feet is too strong. Max DeLeo tips the rebound ahead to Robinson. Robinson, long cross court, finds to DeLeo in transition. Into the corner, Colin Stewart for three. Off the front of the iron, and Andrew Nicholas called for going over the back of Travis Weich with 9:58 to go in the first half.
Good position down inside that time by Weich. Nicholas trying to be a little bit too aggressive. You know, you think about the way to continue what you guys talked about, and I think that's part of what coaches do. They come in probably thinking we're going to play this way, and it might take them a little bit of time, as it has with this coaching staff, to say we might need to adjust and work with the players that we have rather than always sticking with the system we might believe in.
I talked to Coach Rice in the gym yesterday, and talking about that defense, he said, Steve, it's the best thing that we've done so far as a program, was change that defense.
Well, that defense forces another St. Peter's turnover as the Peacocks lose it out of bounds. Monmouth will get it back, leading 13-4, 9:37 to go in our first half. That's a huge, huge statement from Coach that really has led them and been one of the biggest reasons why the team that last year through 16 was 4-12, this year in the league, Steve, 11-5. As Colin Stewart attacks the rim, he loses it. It squirts out to Robinson, who steps into a long two and buries it.
Robinson, such a marksman. He played a whale of a game the other night against Marist in the win. All the points coming in the second half. He has just been dead on all season long.
Three-pointer is up and good. As this one for St. Peter's will make this 15-7 with under 9 to go. There you go, a 3-0 run from St. Peter's after they're scoring 4 points the first 11 minutes of the half. Justin Robinson for Monmouth, into the lane. His tough shot is no good. Kofani offensive rebound, uncontested putback. Monmouth back up by 10.
Was worried there for a second. Kofani didn't really have to come down. I thought he was just going to throw it down right off the take. Anytime you bring that ball down, you're in trouble as a big guy.
Monmouth switching to a 2-3 zone for this possession, and then again force a turnover. Gaskins loses it. DeLeo finds Colin Stewart, and he's called for a travel with 8:24 to go in the first. And I looked right over at Coach Rice when he turned it over, and he said, Colin, shoot it.
And that's Colin's role. But Colin is very, very good at going to the rim He's shown that now, and he's also very good going to his left hand. He tried to hesitate a little bit, show the shot, and then go to his left hand to finish. But he's got all his momentum there. It's a great time to shoot a three on a break like that when you have numbers in secondary. But that Mamet zone, they really seem to force a lot of turnovers when they go to that 2-3 defense.
Coming up on 8 minutes to go in our first half, Mamet leading at St. Peter's 17-7. Cordier Welton, the big man, dribble handoff on the left wing to Gaskins. Gaskins drives left baseline, now goes behind his back, throws top of the key for Weich. Weich return pass to Gaskins. DeLeo closes out. Gaskins, long two is contested. It's off the mark. Kofani pulls it down, and he'll be fouled. Over the back goes Rodney Hawkins.
Great position down inside that time by Kofani. So far, Monmouth has done really well on the glass. They've limited second chance opportunities for St. Peter's.
Hawks lead the Peacocks by 10, 17-7. 7 minutes, 56 seconds to go in the first half. And we're back after a 60-second pause here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
You get the whole team here on a Thursday night. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazzaz, and Eddie Acapinti joining you from the Yannatelli Center on campus at St. Peter's. Mammoth 17, Peacock 7, Hawks playing well defensively, gentlemen, in this opening half. They come into this game all alone in third in the league standings. Guys at 11-5, and I know we talk about it off air a lot, but if Mammoth can win this one today, they clinch a first round bye in the MAC tournament, assuring themselves of a top five seed, and I think could even do some more good than that. They'll exercise some of the demons of St. Peter's, and they continue to ride some momentum, Steve, as we near early March.
Well, what you really want to see is the Mammoth Hawks playing good ball as they head into March and head into the MAC tournament. In years past, it seems like they were trending downward. I think, like we said in the open, is that they've weathered that storm. Now they're starting to trend back upward, get healthier, and it's really exciting, Eddie, to see them at the top of the league.
It's about maturity. That's about the growth of your program. That's about some of the young guys over the course of last year who had to play some minutes and just wearing down towards the end of the year. I mean, you got to remember back, this was a team that last year didn't have an experienced guy like Kofani, didn't have Justin Robinson, who was hurt towards the end part of the year. Right now, Kofani's been a big bonus, and obviously Robinson playing as well just about as anybody in the league.
Kofani, one of the reasons Mammoth has a 7-1 advantage on the offensive glass. Steve, look at that. Second chance points for Mammoth.
And Kofani is also coming off a game where he had 6 offensive rebounds against Marist, too. He had 12 total rebounds for a career high in that game. So Kofani really starting to get more and more active on the glass.
Mammoth dumped it down to Zach Tillman. Zach called for an offensive foul, bowling over Cordier Welton. It's his second foul, 7:41 to go in the first half.
You have to love what Mammoth is doing defensively right now. We've played 12 and a half minutes of basketball, and St. Peter's has 7 points on the scoreboard.
Just 2 of 12 from the floor. And Mammoth forcing another turnover as that one thrown out of bounds by Travis Hester. And Mammoth will get it back. Guys, another turnover for Steve. This Mammoth defense, man zone, they're doing the job either way.
And it's a 7th turnover for St. Peter's. Mammoth is also 7-1 plus an offensive rebound. So right now, Mammoth in control of this game, playing a very good one.
You almost get the feeling like Mammoth is doing that, and they haven't even played that well. They're only shooting 38% themselves. 7 minutes to go in this first half. Justin Robinson, dribble handoff, Colin Stewart. Stewart splits a double team, tried a tough pass down low to Tillman, and it was thrown out of bounds by Stewart, so it'll be a Mammoth turnover, their 5th of the first half.
I think what we've noticed the last couple of games is Stewart, he's allowed 1 mistake in between timeouts. He's not allowed 2. Once he makes that second one, he's going to head to the bench as Deion Jones will come back in. And you don't have to force that one. I thought he could have taken the 3 at the top, or when he drove into the lane, pull up for a little, you know, 6'8" footer. He didn't do either. You don't have to force that pass and create a turnover.
Whistle here out front. Brees Kofani picks up a foul, chasing around Travis Weich with 6:45 to go in our first half.
I marked down another foul for Kofani, hedging a screen this season. He might lead the country in big guys getting fouls on screen hedges. But talking about Colin Stewart, Matt, He got into the lane. That pass down low is so tough against St. Peter's, who is really good defensively. Sometimes it's all about making a simple play. I thought he had Justin Robinson, too, on the perimeter.
Monmouth in front by 10, 6.5 to go. St. Peter's dumps it down low. Quadir Welton. Nice little spin around Kofani, too strong. Welton able to tip it up and in to make this an 8-point game.
That's a solid tip in right there by Welton. Strong move to the basket, and Monmouth could not keep him off the offensive glass.
6'8", 230 goes Quadir Welton, and he makes this an 8-point game as Kofani is fouled down low. That foul will go on freshman Rodney Hawkins with 6 minutes, 9 seconds to go in this first half. Just the second foul on St. Peter's, and that'll get Jamel Fields as well as Marvin Dominique back into this game.
This is a St. Peter's team that if Dominique is not on the floor, I think they just struggle for an identity because he brings so much. You know, he sat for the last couple of minutes. You can only go so long without a guy like that on the floor for St. Peter's.
Deion Jones has it top of the key. It was inbounded to him. He'll go now to Max DeLeo. We'll give it for Robinson. Under 6 to go in our first half. Robinson gets instructions from the bench with 20 on the shot clock. Throws it on the right wing for Max DeLeo. DeLeo throws it now to Brady. Brady on the right block with 12 seconds. Brady, strong move. Cross-court find to Jones. Deion Jones dumps it down to Kofani. Kofani's called for an offensive foul with 5:40 to go. And I don't want to go ahead and inject the play-by-play guy's opinion, but that was a bit of floppage, potentially, by Marvin Dominique.
It might have been flopping, but it was pretty good defensive position, I thought, too. You know, he's an experienced guy versus an experienced guy, so it was a little bit of gamesmanship back and forth. I think Kofani, you know, bumped down a little bit hard, and Dominique definitely fell. But I thought overall Dominique had established pretty good position.
I completely agree, man. I thought it was a very heads-up play by Dominique.
Desi Washington, long two, cuts this to a 17-11 game. So four in a row for St. Peter's to cut this to a 6-point Monmouth advantage. Chris Brady finds Justin Robinson. Robinson has it on the left wing. 20 on the shot clock. Robinson calling out instructions for his big men.
Battling down low again inside Dominique and Kofani just a second ago.
Robinson around a screen from Brady. A little crossover in the lane. Robinson's floater's up and in.
What a player Justin Robinson is, guys. I mean, gets into the lane against some bigger players, knows when to pull up, knows when to kick it out. That time, a little floater, and he puts it in.
Kind of amidst the chaos of the St. Peter's half-court defense. 4:40 to go in our first half. Monmouth in the 2-3 zone. Peacock's moving it around. Travis Hester throws at the foul line. Welton makes a nice move. A little turnaround jump hook is up and in.
That's good offense right there by Welton. Catching the ball in the post. He didn't rush anything. Backed his way down and then turned to the right hand with the hook with Brady draped all over him. Nice offensive play
We saw kind of the muscle of him in that put back off the offensive rebound. A little bit more finesse that time around.
Monmouth in front, 19-13, controlling with 20 on the shot clock. Justin Robinson top of the key, around the Brady screen again. Robinson picks up his dribble now. He'll dump it down to Brady. Brady picks up his dribble, a little lefty shot. Wave it off, it'll be a travel on Chris Brady.
I think that's a good call there on Chris Brady as he was getting into that shot. He took a little bit of a hop step, a little awkward, and I think that was the right call. He did travel.
4 minutes, 2 seconds to go in our first half. Andrew Nicholas checks back in, his first game back in quite a while after missing a lot of time with that concussion. Monmouth back to that 2-3 in front, 19-13. St. Peter's moving it around the perimeter. This is Washington. Desi Washington in the lane is fouled. With 3:47 to go, he hit the deck really hard, and this will get us to break. Is that foul? Didn't see who they called it on. They call it on Max DeLeo. As guys, we go into break. St. Peter's cutting this to a 6-point game. What do you notice differently, Steve? What are the Peacocks doing differently to make this a more competitive ball game?
Well, they've gotten a few more stops. Dominique drawing that charge on Kofani. And then offensively, Welton has done a good job of battling down low, getting some baskets. And then Desi Washington drawing the foul. Actually, they called it on Chris Brady. Brady's got to do a better job of just standing tall, being straight up.
3 minutes, 47 seconds to go in our first half. Monmouth in front, 19-13. We come back after a 60-second timeout here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Joe's Pizza 3, located in the Stevens Drugs Plaza, right on Wall Street in West Long Branch, is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Give them a call at 732-222-1027 or visit joespizzalongbranch.com today. 3:47 to go in our first half from the Anatelli Center. Monmouth 19, St. Peter's 13. Gentlemen, we take a look at some of these stats. Not pretty, especially when you consider that Monmouth shooting just 40%, leading by 6. Each team turning it over 7 times, as I think the pace and the look of this game starts to resemble more what St. Peter's would like, Matt.
Well, which is okay, I think, for Monmouth, because I think they can play that ugly style as well if they do what they're doing well right now. And I'm really impressed, because this is a team, you guys can remember back to the early part of the year, struggle to rebound. Right now they're almost doubling St. Peter's from the glass, 15-8. So they've done a good job on both ends. They've got a couple of extra chances, 7 offensive rebounds, so they're crashing their glass and really keeping St. Peter's from getting second opportunities as well.
Desi Washington at the foul line goes 1 out of 2, making this a 5-point game with 3:45 and counting to go here in our first half. Again, stay tuned at the half. We'll be joined by former Monmouth corner, current Denver Bronco, Tevron Brandon, who's here watching his cousin Desi Washington play. We'll also be joined by Monmouth beat writer Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. Justin Robinson for Monmouth drives, turns it over. Washington comes away with a steal with 3:25 to go. Washington drives. He has it stripped, but right to Welton. Welton, couple of nice moves down low, throws one off the glass and in. Just like that, it's a 3-point game, 19-16.
Now, Welton's been very impressive the last few possessions, scoring around the rim. That's Monmouth's 8th turnover of the half. It was 7-3 in favor of Monmouth in turnovers. Now it's 8-7, so Monmouth has turned the ball over 5 times.
Ball movement, Andrew Nicholas, top of the key, 3 is good. Welcome back, Red, and he pushes Monmouth's lead back to 6.
He will add a whole nother dimension to this Monmouth offense. He's a matchup problem for a lot of guys his size, because he can step out and hit that jumper.
2:45 to go in our first half. Nicholas's first points back from injury, the 1,000-point score, putting Monmouth in front 22-16, and now forcing a turnover. Washington throws it away. Tillman leads the 3-on-1. Nicholas catches it, throws it to a cutting Deion Jones, and the ball is deflected out of bounds by Quadir Welton. Monmouth will inbound with 29 on the shot clock.
A little haphazard break there as Monmouth was going 3-on-1. Tillman threw a pass to Red. He thought he was going to be going in for the layup. Red was going to the right wing to spot up, so Nicholas had to chase that ball down, and it kind of threw off their rhythm.
2 minutes, 31 seconds to go in this first half. Monmouth inbounds to Alston Tillman. Tillman throws to Max DeLeo, top of the key. Right corner, Deion Jones. Jones guarded by Welton. Oh, beautiful spin around him, but he can't get the shot to go. Rebound comes down to Travis Weich. White, dribble handoff in transition to Marvin Dominique. Dominique, tough spot, misses it. Welton shot blocked by Deion Jones. Welton tries it again. Third try's up and good, and it's a 4-point game.
And the Monmouth Hawks have gone to a 5-guard lineup. No bigs on the floor. Kofani, Brady, and Tillman all out. So Welton able to dominate the glass on that possession.
Under 2 to go in our first half. Monmouth in front, 22-18. Justin Robinson driving, kicking out top of the key. Alston Tillman gets his man in the air. His shot is no good, but he'll go to the line for 2 with a minute 41 to go in the first half.
He's really been able to develop that step-in move very well over the course of, I'll say, the last 5 or 6 games. Much more confidence getting to the rim, not just in driving, Steve, but I think knowing that he can finish. He's not really looking to dish off like he did earlier in the year as maybe a freshman trying to find his way. Now he's a big, strong kid who's not necessarily playing a freshman role anymore. He's getting a lot of minutes and being very aggressive getting to the basket.
He's not the quickest, but obviously he's huge. But he's actually very quick leaving the floor and being explosive when he's going up to finish. And I think that is tough to guard against, especially when he's driving right at you.
Tillman goes 1 of 2 from the foul line. He missed the second one. And it's St. Peter's ball. Monmouth in front by 5, 90 seconds remaining. Washington, left-hand dribble to the top of the key, bounces it left wing to Weich. 18 on the shot clock. Weich dribbles himself further into the corner, uses a Welton screen. Fires to Gaskins on the right wing. Down low Dominique, nice catch, and he's fouled by Deion Jones with 1:15 remaining before halftime.
And credit St. Peter's here for continuing to battle and grind this out and get back into this ball game. You know, Welton's been great for them
towards the end of this first half. And with this lineup in, St. Peter's is trying to get the ball inside. Dominique got position there and drew the foul on Deion Jones.
Well, John Dunn is no dummy, obviously. He's looking at the same thing that we are as well. He sees Welton, he sees Dominique, and he says, Monmouth, they don't really have any interior presence in there right now. Let's try and pound it in if the Hawks are going to continue to try and go small.
John Dunn in his ninth season at St. Peter's as Dominique makes his first foul shot. One win away from 100 here in Jersey City. I think the bigger accomplishment, guys, and we said this in pregame, Steve, I don't think John Dunn gets nearly the amount of credit that he deserves as Dominique makes them both. As an upper-tier coach in this league, took St. Peter's to the NCAA tournament back in 2011. In my opinion, that earns a guy a lifetime contract because they don't have a lot in terms of resources up here in Jersey City.
Absolutely. Tough place to recruit to, but he does a phenomenal job. He's a great basketball guy, great X's and O's guy. Always seems to get the most out of his players.
60 seconds left in our first half. Andrew Nicholas, quick turnaround three is missed. Monmouth with just a three-point lead, 23-20. St. Peter's controls. White dumps it down low to Quadir Welton on the right wing. They swing it around the perimeter. Gaskins top of the key. Fakes it three. Now throws to Washington. Washington cut off left baseline. Throws to Gaskins. 18 on the shot clock. Gaskins throws it to Weich. Double team by Nicholas. Throws it down back to Gaskins. He'll pull up three for the tie. Is good. 30 seconds left. We got a brand new game. 23 all.
Well, they've scratched and clawed and scratched and clawed because that's what St. Peter's do. They've used the inside part of the game. And then they set things up there for the long-range bomb to tie it up. This is a typical St. Peter's first half. Just hang around and see what you can do, whether it's the end of the half, end of a game. It's just the style of basketball that they love to play.
Coach Rice takes his use-it-or-lose-it timeout. 23.6 to go in the first half. They turn the shot clock off. Monmouth and St. Peter's, there it is, all tied at 23. Guys, this was 13-2. At one point, credit the home team, Peacocks. You knew they would do it. They just don't go away. The way they play, this game right in line with where they like it. You know, Monmouth won a game 44-40 over Canisius a couple of weeks ago. St. Peter's would sign for games in the 40s all night long. Is what has been the difference the last half of this first half?
Well, I think Monmouth started turning the ball over more and more. Like we were saying earlier, it was 7-3 in turnovers. St. Peter's had those seven. Monmouth now has eight turnovers, so St. Peter's turned up the defense. Monmouth got a little sloppy with the ball, and then it resulted in to some pretty good St. Peter's offense. Really, Welton has been the difference, in my opinion, establishing himself down low and getting some easy buckets.
Robinson going to dribble it out. Monmouth will take presumably the final shot of this first half. 10 on the shot clock, rather 10 on the game clock. Robinson gets it back, has it with 7. Drives on Weich, kicks out DeLeo, 3 for the Monmouth lead, is way short. Deion Jones rebound, his putback is good. He gets a friendly roll, and Monmouth goes into halftime in front, 25-23.
You can't complain if you're on the road in a league game in an in-state rivalry, if you're going in to the locker room up by 2. And Monmouth maybe allowed St. Peter's to get back into it, but the Peacocks pretty smart at what they do and do pretty well. But Monmouth, good solid overall first half.
If I'm Coach Rice, I'm positive here in the locker room, just telling my guys, of course they're going to stay around and keep grinding this out. That's what they do. They play hard. So keep it all positive here for Coach Rice. And then right there, last possession, they pack it in on Robinson. He makes the right play, kicking out to DeLeo. Long rebound, Deion Jones, nick of time, getting that ball and putting it in.
Hawks in front, 25-23. We got a jam-packed halftime. We'll go out-of-town scores. First half stats. We're also going to talk to former Monmouth Hawk, current Denver Bronco, Tevron Brandon, as well as Monmouth beat writer Josh Newman. We better get rolling. We got a heavy halftime in front of us, and it's presented by the Asbury Park Press, a proud sponsor of Monmouth Athletics. Hawks in front, 25-23, back after a two-minute pause here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Mark, it's
Our first time, halftime segment here from the Yannatelli Center on the campus of St. Peter's University as Monmouth leads the Peacocks by a score of 25-23. Matt Harmon happy to be joined here by Tevron Brandon, former Hawk standout on the gridiron and taking in some hoops tonight. We've talked about the family connection. Now, it's blue and white, Connor, but I do hope you're still rooting for the right team.
Yeah, yeah. I'm rooting for my alma mater.
All right.
Of course. Just here, rooting my cousin Desi on. Senior year, only a couple weeks left. Try to get as many games as I possibly can.
I would say, you know, it's always nice when we have an opportunity to talk to former players from whatever program. I would say, what's going on? Have you been? But boy, it's an exciting time for you right now. Recently signing a brand new contract with the Denver Broncos.
Yes, yes, it's super exciting. A lot of hard work, stress, and dedication is what got me to the point where I'm at today.
You know, I think it's so interesting, Tev, when you think about your story. It's not so different than a lot of other guys' stories when they finally get that big NFL opportunity. And it's not your first either. You know, you left Monmouth. You did real well going into the draft. Ran an unbelievable, I think 4.34 was your 40 time.
Yep.
Spent a little bit of time in training camp with a team like the Chiefs. Got some other looks locally as well. But things didn't work out for that last season. How frustrating was that for you?
It was really frustrating. I mean, leaving the Jets rookie minicamp, I had a good showing, and I thought it was enough to get me a spot because when I was there, I was doing pretty well. I ended up running with the first team the last 2 days, and they had drafted two corners, and they also had some of their free agents in. So I thought that was enough, but it was really frustrating, and I was lucky enough for them to bring me back for a second opportunity, but that didn't work out as well. And to sit at home and know that you could play at that level and with those people and being at home is extremely frustrating.
You know, do you question yourself at all after, you know, a team like the Chiefs and then the Jets when they say, hey, it's not going to really work out, it's not the opportunity for you? A lot of guys, that's it. That's their chance. They say, I gave it a shot, and that's the end of it for a lot of guys.
Yeah, no. That wasn't my mindset. I went home and I worked harder. I stood by the phone, waited as long as I could, and just work. I worked a job, got a job at home. I was working early mornings from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then I'll go train the rest of the day, hoping that another opportunity would present itself.
Well, another opportunity did kind of present itself, and in kind of a, I won't say weird, but a different kind of way. You wound up playing professional football in Brooklyn in a brand new league.
Yeah, in the FXFL. That was a good experience, and tons of talent around us. Big names like Taj Boyd, Tim Hightower, who played for the Cardinals running back when they went to the Super Bowl. And to be able to compete against those type of people, it was a great opportunity to further myself as a player.
Which obviously led into your most recent opportunity, signing with the Broncos. You know, did real well in that league, playing in Brooklyn. And I'm sure once you had ran that 4.34 last year, teams were all aware of you. Did real well with the Jets, as you said. You know, thought you had an opportunity there. But this situation with the Broncos does seem to maybe come at a good time and a good opportunity. Coaching change with John Fox being let go during the course of the offseason, and a team that has a lot of expectations. I know you're super excited about being part of the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I had a conversation with the new D-back coach, Coach Woods, a couple weeks ago. And like you said, it's a new program. New coaching staff, per se. And that's what he said. You know, everybody's fair game. Just take advantage of all your opportunities. And I'm excited because they have Pro Bowl secondary players and a great opportunity to learn from some of the best, like Khalib.
When you think about the course of the next couple of months, and you don't have to be out there until the springtime when everything kind of gears up, rookie camp and then mini camp, before all of the regular training camp stuff, what do you spend the next, let's say, 6 weeks of doing? Is it all just training and getting ready to be out there?
I'm just training, taking advantage of this opportunity. I can't let the opportunity pass. Every day I work out once in the morning, and then I do running and agility stuff in the afternoon. So I'm going 2-a-days now. I just started that up last week, and it's going to be like that until I leave.
Tevin Brandon, former Monmouth cornerback, giving us a couple minutes here at the half. Monmouth up 25-23. Tevin watching not just Monmouth play tonight, but his cousin Desi Washington, who stars for the St. Peter's team. We'll talk about the Denver area for you. You know, unfortunately, maybe you're talking to someone who loves Colorado. I was actually just out there about a week or so ago. It's such a great, you know, niche in the country. Great sports fans, great football, great organization. When you were out there, did you kind of get that vibe when you visited out there?
Yeah, definitely. You, as soon as you come off the airplane, you got Elway's restaurant there with all the Broncos memorabilia and everybody that I talked to from being in the city for a couple hours. I was only in there for a day. I went for the morning and I flew right back at night, but I had an opportunity to get around a little bit, and I definitely got that feel.
It's so good to see. We spent that last year together doing the broadcast and the player thing. You're always nothing but great to talk to and get some insight. I'm very happy for you, very excited for you. Continued good work. Thanks for getting us a couple minutes here
at
the half tonight.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Tevin Brandon, former Monmouth corner, good enough to stop by. We'll take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, Ed will be rejoined by Josh Newman at the table. Hawks up by two, 25-23. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.